Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I've got it's just going to be you and me for the next couple of segments. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about with regard to public policy. And folks, just so you know, this is what I'm going to be talking about is not a partisan issue. It's partisan from a small business standpoint. I am an extreme partisan when it comes to small business public policy. But that's it. And the things I'm talking about, the things I want to talk about today are about what's good for small business, in my opinion. And one of the things that I think is not good for small business is the way the government is going about trying, or according to them, reforming healthcare. Now, folks, I want you to think about, let's look at the enormity of this project. Think about what we're talking about. You may not know this, but you may not have thought about this. You probably perhaps you've heard these statistics. But America spends over $2 trillion, approximately 16%. Of the U.S. economy, 16 to 17%, over $2 trillion. That's more than many of our allies' gross domestic product on healthcare. Over $2 trillion every year on healthcare. Now that is a huge number by anybody's scale, and this is an industry. This is an activity that has been developing since the day of our founding of our country, since before the founding of our country. Certainly the 20th century found that the medical industry, the medical insurance industry, the medical providing industry, all that, the whole infrastructure, surely that found its structure and its own way in the 20th century. That was the main thing with the development of with the industrial development and all the things that we accomplished in the 20th century. The corporate the buildup of corporations and the hiring of so many Americans and putting people to work and increasing the quality of lives very much included our healthcare system. And so all this has been going on now for all this time, and yes, there are some problems with the healthcare system, the healthcare delivery system, the healthcare insuring system. Sure, there are some problems. There are some things that need to be reformed. And over the years, some thoughtful people and some sincere people on both sides of the aisle have made proposals to try to make some of those reforms. And most of those, for the most part, have been shot down. So now comes a group of people who want to reform the healthcare system in a matter of months. That's what it's come down to. And they're working very hard to pass a law, maybe at least one law, maybe more. Ultimately, there will be more than one, to reform, to completely redirect the healthcare system. Now, think about this, folks. It's taken generations and trillions of dollars and, all this time, all this energy, and some pretty smart people and some pretty well-meaning people to build what we have right now that isn't perfect. What is perfect? I don't know of anything that is perfect. But a pretty darn good system of healthcare delivery and insuring. It's gotten too expensive. I agree. Believe you me, I write a check every month for these things. I know about this. I have employees, and I write a check for them every year for this. So I know how expensive it's gotten. So it's a system that is pretty darn good, but it's not perfect. And now we have people who want to take over that, to redirect that system, and make it in the make it look like the way the government thinks it should look, not the way the marketplace thinks it should look, not with marketplace solutions, but with government solutions. And they want to do it in a period of less than 1 year. In fact, if some people had their way, it would have happened in a period of 60 or 90 days. But obviously, America pushed back on that. And now it's being stretched out farther, thank goodness. So now we're getting to the point where they're starting to put together a bill that ultimately the president will sign. And I'm afraid there's nothing anybody can do about that. It sounds like to me that this thing's going to happen. But I want you to think about what they're in the process of doing. Pay attention a little bit whenever you can. I know it's boring. I know it's agonizing. But pay attention sometimes to the news when you hear these, especially the senators, especially Senator Baucus. What's he from? Montana? I think that's where he's from. Senator Baucus, listen to the way they talk about how they're putting this bill together. It's all about politics. It's all about what do I got to do to make this thing happen politically. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't need our healthcare system to be structured politically. We need our healthcare system to be structured in the marketplace where you and I actually receive the care from people, from doctors who are business owners just like you and me. And where we get protected by buying insurance from companies that are businesses just like you and me, that seek excellence and want to innovate and want to do the best thing for everybody. That's what we have right now. What some people are trying to get is where the government has more control over that system. And ladies and gentlemen, if you listen to the way they're putting this bill together, it just makes no sense that we would allow them to do this. If we have government-imposed reform on the healthcare system, it will look like the post office. It will look like Medicare. It will look like Social Security. It will look like the veterans hospitals. Remember those? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the track record of our government. I have said before, and I'm going to say it again, I am against the government sticking its nose into the business of healthcare. Let the marketplace decide. There are proposals, there are marketplace solutions that they've resisted. We need to let the marketplace reform healthcare, not the government. 20 after, stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after. My favorite blues man bringing us back, Robert Cray. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for hanging out with us there, for going there, for checking out what we have, using it to your advantage. We built it just so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Lots of stuff there you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Subscribe to my newsletter, check out my blog. We got stuff you can do in 5 seconds or 15 minutes. So check it out when you get a chance. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. I'm talking about right now, folks. It's just you and me, and I'm continuing my thoughts on the healthcare reform that's going through the Congress right now. What I want you to do is think about your healthcare system, think about your healthcare world, the world that you experience when you call a doctor and go there and get medical treatment and you pay for it or the insurance pays for it. As you go through the process of buying insurance and or having insurance provided for you and dealing with all that, as you go through all of that, think about that as you listen to members of Congress talking about how they're structuring a law, a bill that will reform, so allegedly, I'm putting air quotes around that will so-called reform that, will change that. And make it in the likeness of our politicians. And what you'll start to see, I think, at least I do, is that what what these politicians want to do is not related to the reality that you and I experience in the marketplace. When we do business with a doctor, when we do business with a hospital. And that's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. When we get our health care, it's a form of doing business. We're doing business with them. They're providing a service that you and I need, and we give them money for receiving that service. That's the way it is. And the only way, you and I both know, in any other part of the economy, that the only way to seek excellence is for that to happen. For there to be real competition among companies that aren't subsidized by the government, and for there to be real services provided by companies who compete against each other for a finite number of customers, and in so doing, they have to tighten up their expenses. They have to make sure that they can survive. They have to make sure that they can compete. What they provide is quality. That means that they're going to be innovative in everything, in the products they offer, in the services they provide, the pricing structure. They're going to be doing it in a way that best serves us. That's the way the marketplace works. The government won't work that way. It just won't. And so I'm worried about this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very, very concerned that we've got our government is trying to push through a law that will completely reform the healthcare system in a matter of months, something that's been building for a couple of centuries. And I just think that they're not capable of doing it. I know that our government is not capable of doing this in a way that is effective. And instead of looking at the things that are wrong, instead of focusing on a handful of things that are wrong and that need to be fixed, and doing some of those things, making some minor adjustments, they're trying to overhaul the whole thing. And this is not going to work, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to go out on a limb right now, and I'm going to predict that whatever is passed this year will wind up being a bad thing for our country. We'll look back on this, and we'll see that it was a mistake. And I don't know if once we get to that point, I don't know that it can be turned around. I don't know that it can ever be reversed. And that's what I'm worried about. And that's the reason why, in my opinion, I think we should have no healthcare reform bill of any kind. Zero. Nothing. Not one ounce of progress from a political standpoint of government, of healthcare reform. They should be made to stop. They should stop. I'm going to tell my members of Congress to stop. Do not vote for this. Do not approve anything like this. Let's all slow down. Let's go back and look at what's really not perfect, not right about our healthcare system, and make some adjustments that make sense long term. And as you've heard me say before, one of the ways I think that is making everything, all healthcare policies, tie that to the individual. Let everybody buy their own insurance programs. Let the government provide those who need it with tax credits. I don't have a problem with the government subsidizing some of our health care, as they do right now through employer deductions, but give those deductions to the individual in the form of tax credits to buy their own health care. But see, when you do that, ladies and gentlemen, you take the control out of the government, you put it in the hands of the patient, of the consumer, and you maintain the business transaction between the individual and the doctor and the hospital and the insurance company. And jobs are created when that happens. Marketplace jobs are created when that happens. Taxes are paid when that happens, not spent when that happens. And make it portable so that, and you solve the pre-existing condition problem. You solve that problem when you make it portable so that it's not tied to the employer. Your employee's insurance is not tied to your employer. It's your own policy. And now you become a healthcare consumer, not just a patient. And you can buy healthcare insurance and get healthcare services the same way you buy all your other products. Look how smart you are about those things. We need to be that smart about our healthcare. And those are the solutions that I think we need, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.